I'm Stephen Feithman, and this is Connections, the podcast. From the 1840s into the 1950s, railroads were a dominant force throughout the Western world, hauling passengers, freight, and mail. Where the tracks ran, people settled. Towns sprang up. Commerce and tourism thrived. And that pretty well describes the impetus behind Departure, the music by Prokofiev that opened our program, and Pleasure Train, a polka composed by Johann Strauss Jr. in 1864 to celebrate the opening of a railway that transported vacationers from Vienna into the Austrian countryside. Herbert von Karajan led the Vienna Philharmonic in Pleasure Train by Johann Strauss Jr. While some felt uneasy with this new and untested mode of transportation, for most people, the coming of the railroads was a cause for celebration. And while celebratory musical works were common, none could match the scale of Song of the Railways, written by Hector Berlioz in 1846 for the inauguration of the Paris to Lille railway line. Scored for orchestra, chorus, and tenor soloist, it packs a mighty wallop, celebrating the workers who built the railroad as soldiers of peace for whom a crown awaits. Percy Grainger was just 18 when he began work on train music, inspired by a rail journey he'd taken in Italy in 1900. Unfortunately, he never completed it, but the fragments were found and assembled by editor Eldon Rathbone. Thank you. I'm Stephen Pythman, and that's just a sample from this week's hour-long Connections. You can listen to the full show at capradio.org/connections. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Connections, the podcast. And thanks.